This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Iran is vowing to avenge the death of its leading nuclear scientist, who was assassinated outside Tehran Friday. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Iranian TV broadcast video of the road where top nuclear scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh's vehicle came under attack. Other video showed a helicopter reportedly transporting Fakhrizadeh and other injured people to a hospital. Some reports said that explosives went off before gunmen fired into the windshield of the vehicle Fakhrizadeh was riding in. Iranian media blamed Israel for the attack on Fakhrizadeh. Social media also showed a 2018 video of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu detailing alleged facets of Iran's nuclear program before mentioning Fakhrizadeh and calling him a name to remember. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the attack. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least seven people were killed in a huge bomb blast in Mogadishu, Somalia, Friday, just hours after U.S. Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller made an unannounced visit to the Somali capital. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up at Gelato Divino, a popular ice cream shop along the road to the airport. One of Mogadishu's ambulance services said at least seven people were killed in the attack. Somali police said another 10 people were wounded. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the bombing, according to the site intelligence group. Al-Shabaab frequently carries out attacks in Mogadishu as part of its bid to overthrow the Somali government and impose its strict interpretation of Islamic law. Be sure to log on to our website,